Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. I'm joining you live tonight, right here around the world on WWRB. I'm glad to have you in here with us tonight. We got a great program for you. We want you to stay tuned. You want to ride with us tonight, and responsibility coming up. You don't want to miss it. I'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're joining you live, like I said, here tonight on WWRB 3.185. It's a Friday evening, and we're so thankful to be with you tonight. We've got a great report to give you on our attempt to raise enough capital, if you will, from the saints. You know, that's the givers. That's the ones that's responsible. And everyone is responsible to serve Yahweh. Only those that serve Him are going to be rewarded. Something I'm learning and something that I know is true. The only person responsible for your actions is you. What goes around comes around, as you may have heard. You give and you take, but you receive what you deserve. As much as I may not want to admit, this mess that I'm in, I got myself into it. What I've done a couple of times. And they say that you live and learn. Well, why didn't I? So I'm dealing with the pain and taking on the ache. I have to lie in bed that I didn't mean to make. So instead of looking up to heaven and asking Yah for help, I'll take a look in the mirror a good look at myself. I have to realize and accept what I've done wrong. Learning lessons is tough. But if not, if you're strong, you've got to be a strong participant in life. You've got to learn the art of giving. You've got to put your shoulder to the wheel and not look back. You've got to press toward the mark and the high calling of responsibility, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of the Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. You're going to reap what you sow. I know, ladies and gentlemen, that the time remains short. And notice, we only have this time to overcome. To them that overcome, I will give you the advantage of reaping the rewards that's laid up for them that love and serve him. Notice this, ladies and gentlemen. Yahweh is a good Yahweh. Did you know that the Bible says nothing can be added to it and nothing taken away? But if anyone does not provide for his household, especially those of the faith, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Now, what are you providing for Yahweh? Are you making preparations? Did you know that if you would just give up one bad habit? Let's say that you've got an addiction to, say, drugs. Have you ever asked Yahweh to bless you and to heal you by making a vow? Yahweh, if you'd help me to get off drugs, I need your help. If you would help me, I'd give unto you a tenth of all my tithes. Notice this. The Messiah given an example. A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now, by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed on the other side. Some people see you in need and shut up the bowels of their compassion and go to the other side. Some take matters into their own hands. Now, the Levite, when he came to the place, he saw him and he passed on the other side. Some, like the Good Samaritan, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. We're asking you tonight to help us. We are still about $20,000 short, give or take a few dollars, on our drive to arrive at the King's Gate Inn. We're going to be incredibly close at closing time, coming down to the war. We believe by faith that Yahweh's going to give us the things that we ask for. And something I'm learning and something I know is true, the only person responsible for your actions is you. If we've made an appeal and you've shut up your compassion, you're like the Levite and you're like the Pharisee who went to the other side of the road to avoid giving. You've stopped up your ears. Your heart is willing through the Spirit, but your flesh is weak. What goes around comes around, as you have heard. You give and you take. You receive what you deserve. If you give to Yahweh, you're going to receive a reward. If you shut up the bowels of your compassion, then you're going to be like this. As much as I may not want to admit the mess that I'm in, I got myself into it. So, Ladies and gentlemen, you know what you've done a couple of times. And you know the old saying, you live and you learn. But why didn't I? So I'm dealing with the pain, taking on the ache. I have to lie in the bed that I didn't make. You know why that you lie in the bed of affliction? You know, you may be saving up before the rainy day. And a rainy day come before you in a time you think not. You might build your bigger barns. We got people that's got wealth stored up. They're waiting for something bigger. Ladies and gentlemen, today's the day of salvation. We are calling on you to help us. We make this urgent appeal. So, I have to lie in the bed that I didn't have any intention to make. I look in the mirror and take a good look at myself. I have to realize and accept what I've done wrong. Learning lessons is tough, but not if you're strong. If you're strong, you want to mount up. You want to rise above all of the evil that is here in this world. You're going to have the poor with you always. You're always going to be poor, especially if you refuse to give. Now, if you gather and put it in your big barns, or if you fail to be that good Samaritan that could help, but you turn a blind ear to keep what you've got. Remember, whatever you give out comes back. What goes around comes around. The soul who sins shall die. The Son shall not suffer for the iniquity of the Father, nor the Father suffer for the iniquity of the Son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon his own shoulders, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon himself. Do you see that? Responsibility. Are you your brother's keeper when he's in need? See, we're making an appeal for a feast site that's going to be permanent, where nobody will ever get tarred of seeing you come to the festivals, having to deal with you, having to cook for you, having to wait on you, having to do those things necessary to tend to the needs of the festival. But the one who did not know and did what he did to deserve a beating will receive a light beating, and everyone to whom much was given, of him much will be required. And from him to whom they entrusted much, they will demand much. So if you know a little is required. If you know a lot, we've got brothers and sisters that's been in this faith and in this name for 9, 20 years. They've never learned the responsibility that goes with the office of serving Yahweh. Yahweh said to Cain, why are you so angry? Why is your face so fallen? If you do well, you will not be accepted. And if you do not well, sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is for you, but you must rule over it. You must rule over it. Cain loved the things that he could extract from the ground. Silver and gold, precious things. And Abel was the keeper of the sheep, something that he didn't make. He put them in a herd, and every time that it was a responsibility to him to come before Yahweh, he brought an offering of blood to cover the sin of his parents. Isn't that wonderful? Preferring one another above one another. We are on the verge of getting 20 acres to Yahweh. This property will be in a trust that is going to be written up by one of our brethren who is a lawyer, who will put this in a trust and will make it accountable to the responsible people in its trust. Are you willing to join the trust? Are you willing to be those elite brethren of the majestic order that we've been talking about through this series of responsibility? Tonight it's responsible to the vows and pledges. Part four, it's dealing with the responsibility. When the Messiah was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil, what are you going to do when you're tempted? What are you going to do when you're sick? What are you going to do with a barn full of treasure? And you haven't served Yahweh. You haven't been responsible. You haven't measured up. You haven't abided in the faith. You know, some people are just in the faith to use the faith as a crutch to get into heaven. But if you're not responsible, you're not going to make that trip. For if you don't love Yahweh more than you love the barn treasures or the earthly treasures like Cain, you know, like the tempter said, I command these stones to become bread. But he answered, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. You ain't going to live by bread alone. You're going to live by every word. And the Bible said, will a man rob God? You lay up treasures for yourself and you won't pay tithes on them. You have an income and you don't pay tithes. You pretend like you do. In your own mind, you're a legend of responsibility, but you're not. You may be saving for a rainy day and you're going to be the savior and things of that nature. But let me tell you something. When trouble comes, and if you haven't laid your treasure up in heaven with the sincere desire of your heart to please Yahweh. The rich young ruler, he went away very sorrowful because Yahweh demanded, whomsoever conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy. How can you, being responsible and having that $5,000 offering, I ask somebody for $20,000 or 20 pieces of gold. That's all you need to do is give me 20 pieces of gold. You've got it. But you're sitting on it. You're not responsible. You know, I talked to a brother and sister today. You know, it just thrilled my heart. I really get a blessing out of poor people. People that really have to sacrifice. Rich people don't have to sacrifice. Most of them won't. It is easier, now listen to me, in responsibility and taking authority over the temptations of the devil like Christ did. You can't live by bread alone, but by every word. How can you say that you love Yahweh when you turn away from this heavy obligation that we've got here, a sacrifice in time of need? I was talking to this brother and sister who actually gathered up their scrap gold, like chains and you know, and stuff that they gathered up on scrap because these were new gold necklaces. And when they took them and turned them in and sold them, they received $500. Then they put their tithes of their monthly offering in a envelope and sent it to Pastor Buddy. One brother in the North Country, who had promised $600 of an offering, turned it into a $3,000. He just felt more responsible. Now, these are people that are making sacrifices to give. He upped his offering to around $3,000 when he had obligated for six. He gave three. That's a mark of a majestic. Someone that can rise above the ordinary and be extraordinary. We had a brother down south. They come from north and south and east and west. Had a brother in the Midwest today that called me up and told me to be at a certain place tomorrow. I've got an appointment to meet at this place to receive a love offering from this brother in the Midwest. Ladies and gentlemen, it is wonderful. And he asked me if I could be there to receive the overnight. Now, this is going to be overnighted to Pastor Buddy. Can you be there? I said, yes, I certainly can. It is a love offering for the festival site. Hallelujah. I have to drive about 50 miles to receive this love offering that's coming FedEx at this particular location. And I'm going to be there, Yahweh willing, to receive it with love and joy and the responsibility as he puts it in my hand. He says, you shall not make idols for yourself. This brother could have turned that into an idol. He could have went and played golf. The place where he's at is covered with major golf courses. It says, you shall not erect an image or a pillar. He could have used this large offering for other reasons. It says, you shall not set up a figured stone in your land to bow down to it. He is sacrificing the giving of the tithe to go to a certain place where Yahweh's name is recorded, the King's Gate Inn and the house of Yahweh, and there shall be a stone circle altar there, and he himself, who has stood there many times before, will stand again, Yahweh willing. If you walk in my statutes, if you keep my Sabbath and reverence my sanctuary, reverence. The sanctuary is a place of gathering, ladies and gentlemen. The sanctuary is a place to meet on the altar, to keep the festival. This is a feast festival of the King's Gate Inn, and we have a need, and people can help us with that need, and yet they shut up their vows of compassion. And then that leads it to the responsible ones. Those who have sowed sparingly will reap sparingly, but those who have sold liberally are going to reap liberally. Something I'm learning, something I know is true. The only person responsible for the actions is you. What goes around comes around, as you have heard. You may give and take, and you receive what you deserve. Ladies and gentlemen, isn't that a wonderful poem about responsibility? As much as I may not want to admit, the mess that I'm going to get in if I'm not responsible, I got into it by myself. What I've done a couple of times, and they say you live and learn. Well, why didn't I? Why don't you learn to give, not sparingly, not grudgingly, not regrettably? Give cheerfully, for Yahweh says, I'll take a look in the mirror, a good look at myself. I have to realize and accept what I've done wrong. Learning lessons is tough, but not if you're strong. If you're strong, dig deep. Build a foundation. Lay up your treasures in heaven. Help us. For heaven's sake, help us. Help us to be responsible people for the responsible act of building Yahweh a sanctuary. Now, listen again. Listen again now. For the soul that sins shall die. It's a sin to have and fail to give. You say, wait, when I get enough, I'll give. If you won't give when you've got a little, just like the brother and sister who gave their necklaces, melted down, sold them, praise Yahweh. You know what for? For the sanctuary. For those who will give, hoping not to receive. But whosoever conceals his transgressions, failing to give and be responsible, will not prosper. Now, you mark that down. You may be doing good right now, but if you pass up this opportunity, if you would rather make idols and bow down to the images. Now, those images can be a lockbox or a bank account or a safe that is full, bulging over, and you refuse to help. Therefore, brothers, be all the diligent to make your calling and election sure. For if you practice these qualities, you shall never fail. But if you do not practice this, know that Yahweh bears not the rod in vain. You shall reap what you sow, and if you sow sparingly, now, we're talking about into the kingdom. Now, you may be sowing liberally in pursuit of your wealth, building bigger barns or buying more property or things. See, Yahweh needs a place. This place is not Buddy's. It's not going to be Buddy Johnson's, Pastor Buddy Johnson's property. My name is not even on near on the deeds. It'll be put in a deed of trust that for generations to come, long after Pastor Buddy and others who are seeing that it's going to happen, men are having to sacrifice. We're having to call on those that give will be those that come back when more is needed and they give again. For they that bear rule over you are Yahweh's servants for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid. For he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is the servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer. Now, you may not think that Yahweh's prophets or Yahweh's servants don't have any power. When they get on an altar and they put a curse on you, you can believe one thing. That curse will not be lifted until you repent. And if you fail to repent, you may wind up like a few that I know of that have been offered on the altar in a curse form, and then we've watched quickly what happened to them. Now, that curse can come about by your deeds and actions. If you do good, well and good. But if you do evil, like he told Cain, sin lays at your door. Now, you can be a worshiper of Yahweh like Nabob. Nabob was a participating landowner in the house of Israel. He was an Israelite in the land of Israel, and yet he hardened his heart through the needs of the prophet David. Now, David was just a little ragtag army king trying to overthrow Saul. Now, he had chances to kill Saul. He didn't do it. Now, what are we talking about here? We're talking about those who bear rule over you. They don't bear the rod in vain. If they have to turn you over to a reprobated mind, you may be so perverted, you'll be like Jimmy Swaggart. You'll be preaching Jesus by day and slipping out for Satan at night and performing your ungodly lust and your perverted ways to make yourself a proverb among the people. He said, these will be the ways of the king who will reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them to his chariots and be his horsemen and to run before his chariots. He shall tax you. He shall abuse you. He shall control you and use you. But if you faithfully obey the voice of Yahweh, be careful to do all his commandments that I command you today. We got brothers that say they love Yahweh, and they're prospering right now. You wait till this is over with. You wait until there is the avenger. These things will not be forgotten. Names will be spoken on that altar of the people who have failed to rise up and meet the needs of what we're petitioning. We know we're not going to get any help from outside the name of Yahweh people. I know that very sure. We don't expect any help from anybody else, although we would take it if you give it. Not to bind us to recognize the God that you gave it in, but we will use it for the name of Yahweh and the Thesite if you'll send it. All these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you obey the voice of Yahweh. Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your womb. You know, just one giving, if you're pregnant, if you're a sister and you're pregnant tonight, your seed or the fruit of your body can be healthy. But if Yahweh is speaking to you and you hold back and you don't give what Yahweh told you to give, only you know what he told you to give. If Yahweh has spoken to your heart in this marathon of the festival, the seekers, I might not ever be at that place. But if you have given to make it possible, your peace shall remain there. Although you haven't been able to get there, you can believe one thing. Your peace shall reign there. Now let me tell you again. If you have given to Yahweh will bless you. Although maybe your feet never sits on this particular feet site. If you help make it possible and be responsible, Yahweh will bless you going in and bless you coming out. You shall be blessed in the field. You shall be blessed by the fruit of your womb, the fruit of the ground. Your cattle will yield, the increase of your herds and your flocks. Your basket and your kneading bowl will never run dry like Elijah. Ladies and gentlemen, you can be tested here tonight and come away responsible by yielding to the Spirit who is bidding you. Like a muddied spring or a polluted fountain, a righteous man who gives way and joins the wicked. Like a muddied spring. You're fixing to muddy your spring if you don't be responsible here tonight. Like I say, we're going to call names. When we go to the festival, we're going to get the feast side. But if you haven't participated when Yahweh told you to, if you haven't given and been responsible when Yahweh told you to, you're going to be like a muddied spring or a polluted fountain where you stand in the way of the righteous. You've built a wall. You carried burdens in such a way that you labored on the work with one hand and held his weapon with the other. The builders had his sword strapped at his side when he built. The man who sounded the trumpet was beside me. The doorkeeper stood faithful, building the wall of the feast side. Are you going to stand with us tonight? Are you going to strengthen yourself against the devil? Or are you going to join the wicked, shut up the compassion of your heart, and refuse to send us an offering? Can we count on you tonight? We're asking, we're making an appeal. And we hope that you can join us. You may not take us serious, but there'll be a day in the future that your responsibility will come up before Yahweh. And he'll say, because you were not faithful to see that I had a place to be worshipped. You see, you know, we don't have to, when we get a place, it won't belong to no individual that like to brag about what they've got and do what they do in their own way. This is the place for Yahweh. I've always had a heart for people together. It's been one of my dreams. The devil's got in a few adventures that I've been in, trying to have a community and having all things in common. Because you did not serve Yahweh with joyfulness and gladness of heart. Because of the abundance of all things, therefore you shall serve your enemies, whom Yahweh will send against you. In hunger and thirst you shall find yourself, in nakedness and lacking everything that you need. And your enemies will put a yoke of iron on your neck until he has destroyed you. Because I was hungry, and you wouldn't feed me. I was naked, and you wouldn't clothe me. I was in prison, and you wouldn't visit me. I needed an assembly. I needed a place for my people to come and gather. But you refused me. You refused me when I needed you. You didn't need me. And now that you need me, I will not need you. You shall reap what you sow. If a thief is found breaking in and is struck so that he dies, there shall be no blood guilt before him. If you are thieving from Yahweh, if you're holding back part of the wages, I had a brother today that had sent me a Bible. And I just opened it up. And this poem of responsibility came to my mind that I had read many years ago. And I went back to my files and I dug it out. And it's the poem that I've just read you tonight about responsibility. Sometimes I'm learning and sometimes I find out what I know is true. The only person responsible for actions is you. What goes around comes around, as you have heard. You give and you take and you receive what you deserve. As many as I may not want to admit, this mess that I'm in, I got into it by myself. See, we're pleading for you to get out of the mess that you're going to get into if you don't support Yahweh. I need your tithe. I've got brothers and sisters that I can count on every month. I've got some that claim to be brothers and sisters, and I never hear from them the whole year. They're not faithful. They're robbing. But you say you live and you learn. Well, why didn't I? So I'm dealing with the pain and taking on the ache. I have to lie in bed. I didn't mean to make. So instead of looking up to Yahweh and asking him for help, I've taken a look at a mirror, and there I'll see myself. I have to realize and accept what I've done wrong. Learning lessons is tough. But I must remain strong. For my purpose in life is to hear him say, "Enter in, my blessed brother, and receive what you've made. You've laid your treasures up in heaven where thieves do not break through. Your silver and gold was given before you to enter into the joy of my peace and hear me say, 'Well done, my blessed brother. You've been faithful over a little. I'll make you a ruler over a lot.'" But if you're not faithful here when Yahweh has a need, we're trying to get a feast out, ladies and gentlemen. We're trying to get something that would suffice a place for us together where you would never be refused if you are of the house of Israel and you're in good standing with Yahweh and you have a good report among the brothers and the sisters and you've been examined and you've been tried and you've been found faithful. Some have been tried and found wanting. Or they don't want. They eat good. Their children dress good. They have everything that they need. What about Yahweh? Are you dressing Him? Are you putting clothes on Yahweh? Are you visiting Him? He's sick in the hospital. He needs you. I mean, we don't have enough money to pay our hospital bill here to receive the festival site where we can pray and get well. This is what this is for. It's for the poor and the needy. Do you have enough to pay for somebody that don't have it? Could you make a place for others to come that didn't have the money?
Let them get it like they got mine. I work hard for my money.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're working for your treasure to lay them up on earth or put them in a bank or hide them in a vault somewhere or a bank box, you got them in the wrong place. If you lay your treasures up through your brothers and sisters' needs, if you sow to the flesh, then of flesh you shall reap corruption. But if you sow to the Spirit, then you'll know. You'll reap what you sow. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, hand for hand, a foot for foot, burn for burn, wound for wound, and stripe for stripe. The Bible says that you shall be beaten with many stripes if you know much. And if you don't act responsible, if you've got the means to help us, we're just asking for $20,000 on our final appeal to those who give. We might not ever ask you again. This may be your final chance to receive it. This may be your final chance to receive the promise that Yahweh made to you, to receive His blessings, and to know that the love of Yahweh is in your heart. This is your responsibility. This is your time. This is your day. Are you ready? Are you willing? Are you responsible? I hope and trust that you can say, yes, I am. Beloved, before I have laid up my treasure in heaven. But if you begin to beat your fellow servants and eat and drink with the drunkards, party with those and have no heavenly affection toward a place for Yahweh, I want to be one of those majestic orders that have received the things that Yahweh's promised to them that love and serve Him, that there's nothing that the eye has seen or the ear has heard, what Yahweh's laid up for them that love and serve Him. It's a time of a beginning to achieve what Yahweh's long wanted, a place where He can be worshipped in spirit and in truth. I'm going to repeat that. In spirit and in truth. Therefore, whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same, failing to keep the Sabbath, failing to give his tithes, failing to be there when... See, right now is when I need you. I don't need you maybe tomorrow. I need you now. You need Yahweh every day.
I just need you today to help get this festival site paid for. $148,000. We are probably $125,000 right now since we've been appealing. To the people, it's not been less than a week. I think this is the fourth in the series of the result of making an appeal. We have received $125,000 of giving from people just like yourself. If Yahweh's speaking to you tonight and asking you to help Pastor Buddy, I'll remember you. Yahweh remember you. I won't forget you. Yahweh won't forget you. I'll always be grateful. Yahweh will be grateful. Feed and clothe Yahweh. Give him a place to rest. Let everything that we do be dedicated to Yahweh. Let us abide in the calling. Let us say, you've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. And the fear of Yahweh fell upon all the people that were in the United States and abroad. Listen to Pastor Buddy. And they responded and said, yes, Yah, all right. I'm going to send Pastor Buddy $20. I'm going to send him $100. I just had a brother out of Minnesota today just open his letter up. Said, Pastor Buddy, here's your $100 for the peace out. Did you know that if 10 men had done what he done, I would have had 1,000? Praise Yahweh. We've had a wonderful week here. We've received over $35,000 this week in offerings. It's incredible how Yahweh's blessed First Samuel chapter 25, I talk to you about that beautiful daughter of Yahweh, Abigail. And David said unto his men in response to Nabob's refusal to help him, strap on every man his sword. Did you know Yahweh's going to strap on his sword and come after you? If he spoke to you and told you to give and you haven't given, do you know he can come to you in an emergency room? And when the surgeon makes the cut, Yahweh can make a cut in the opposite direction. When things should have gone right, they'll go wrong. And you don't know why. Maybe it's because you shut up the bowels of your compassion against Yahweh. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. When new gods were chosen and people chose their gods, and when war was in the gate, Israel strapped on 40,000 swords and stood on Moses' side. Are you going to stand on Pastor Buddy's side tonight and help us with this? Perhaps a final request. We don't know if we'll ask for it again. We're just telling you, you may not have a chance. If you don't write my number down tonight, if you don't help me now, when Yahweh told you to, then you may not have a chance anymore to help. You see, we're gonna get this property. Several brothers have banded together and said, we're not going to let this be lost. We're going to stand. We're going to ride. We're going to mount up on the wings of an eagle. We're going to strap on our swords and fight the good fight of faith. We're going to pray for you that you will obey Yahweh. And if he spoke to you tonight and he's told you to send me an offering, send it to me. It won't be forgotten. Yahweh knows. You may never stand on the property, but you can hear of a good report. So many were baptized. You know, if we baptize, just like our last festival, we baptize 8 souls. souls, and those 8 souls were worth the whole year's battle. But let it be known that perhaps this festival coming up in October, I don't know where we're going to be on the festival side or not, where we're going to make it possible. We're running so close. Every time we rent a place, it's going to cost us thousands of dollars to rent the place. We don't own it. Help us save that thousands of dollars that we could spend with the world. See, we have to rent hotels, or we have to rent motels. And this property, you can bring your tent and do like you always said in Tabernacles. You can sleep under the stars. You can look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, it's wonderful to be with you tonight. I've got to close and get out of here. My time is coming on. But I love you tonight, and I make this urgent appeal to help us. Help us to acquire this feast site property. It's only going to be, it's going to only be 20 acres. But it'd be 20 acres for Yahweh. Yahweh will own it. He'll control it. The door will be open and nobody will be shut out. I listen, praise Yahweh. Let's sing that song tonight. Let's be joyful and happy. Send a little offering. One piece of gold would help Pastor Betty tonight. You know what gold is an ounce right now? $1,250. Send me 20. 20 people need to send me 1 ounce of gold. That'll do it. That'll put us over the top. We're within $20,000 approximately of acquiring this property. Don't let us down. Help us. You say, well, I ain't got an ounce of gold. Well, send me an ounce of silver. Send me an ounce of copper. You know, we're not going to take anything that you can send the value. Send me $10. Send me $20. It adds up. If 20 people sends me 20, I'm going to have, pretty soon, I'm going to have to close. We're going to need closing costs. Help us. We're pleading with you tonight to be responsible for stewards of what Yahweh has told you. Yahweh bless you. And Yahweh help you. Call me tonight, area code 423-626-2172. That's 423-626-2172. Call me up tonight and tell me, Pastor Buddy, you can see my check in the mail, my ounce of gold in the mail, my ounce of silver in the mail. Write me, Post Office Box, 2284, New Nashville, Tennessee. The zip, 37824. That's 423-626-2172 now. 626-2172 is the telephone number. The Post Office Box number is 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip, 37824. And I'm looking for your mail, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking for that telephone call. Call me tonight, and let's praise Yahweh, and let's rejoice, and let's be exceedingly happy, and Yahweh will give you the sure mercies of David. He will help you coming in. He'll help you coming out. Sing a song with me tonight, and I'll see you tomorrow night. Sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary and Brother Paul. Brother Paul's number is 1-800-253-2748. Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. Longtime sponsors of Pastor Buddy and Shepherd's Hill. We need your help. Help us out here tonight. give us $20,000 to get the property, and then we'll need you to help send us a nail or a screwdriver or a hammer or a saw, or if you can, bodily labor in building a temple or a house for Yahweh. We're looking for that too. Praise Yahweh. I'll see you tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, Eastern Standard Time around the world, with Pastor Buddy and Shepherd's Call, and I love you tonight. Yahweh bless you. All the praying that you do, while you speak to lay the miracle of you. I'm a stranger to the church, I'm a little out of pray. If you tell me a miracle, I'll be there every day, cause I'm looking for a miracle, cause I'm looking for a miracle, oh my, I'm looking for a miracle, and I know it's just a matter of time. He would not understand, and he could not believe until he touched it with his hand. Now I'm ashamed to say it, he's a lot like me. I want to believe it, Lord, but first I gotta see God.